Morning. Oh, you guys are worse than the first service. Good morning. That's better. Say hello to the person next to you. Say good morning so they make sure that they're awake. Lord, thank you. I hope everyone is good this morning. Well, this morning is I have the privilege to bring you the word as our pastors are serving in Wellington at Riverstone Church. Our reading for this morning is from the book of Joshua 1:9. If you saw the bulletin, I am preaching on Joshua, but from the bulletin, Pastor Ray put down Joshua. So I don't know who Joshua is. All right. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set foot. As I promised Moses, your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, or the Hittites country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life as I was with Moses. So I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for today. As we come before you to listen to your word this morning, open our hearts and mind to know that you are with us. Help us to understand your word a little bit more this morning. Be with our pastors as they serve you in Wellington today. Bless your word this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I title my sermon this morning, God's Call to Be Strong and Courageous. But before we get into it, I just want to read from Deuteronomy 34. And this is the account of Moses' death. Just before Moses died, he climbed up Mount Nebo from the plains of Moab to the top of Pisgah, across from Jericho. There, the Lord showed him the land he has promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He let Moses see it with his own eyes, because he will never get to cross over into it. There, Moses, the servant of the Lord, died. He buried him in Moab, and he was 120 years of age. And then in verse 9 says, now Joshua, son of Nun, was filled with the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid hands on him. So the Israelites listened to him and did what the Lord has commanded Moses. Joshua 1:1 from our reading. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant. This tells us the end of Moses' time. So from Exodus onwards to Deuteronomy, we see this amazing figure of Moses. For 40 years, he has been the constant factor, the mediator, and the deliverer of his people. You remember him? Let my people go, that guy. He was always there, always dependable, the man who speaks face to face with God. He's known for that. Remember the burning bush? Or the kids should know. The parted Red Sea, the 10 plagues, the manna from the sky. Yeah, that was all Moses. Miracles after miracles, and now he's dead. And God calls Joshua to step up. He personally called Joshua as the new leader to lead his people into the promised land. Joshua was first introduced to us as a servant of Moses in the book of Numbers 13:6. His name was not Joshua. His name was originally called Hoshea. Moses changed his name to Joshua, meaning the Lord saves, or Jehovah is our salvation. Jehovah is salvation. And what a fitting name for what he's about to do. He was one of the 12 spies chosen to scout out the land of Canaan, and only him and Caleb were the two who gave positive reports and encouraged the Israelites to enter the promised land. They didn't listen because of fear, and they ended up wandering the wilderness for 40 years. Imagine that. As a punishment, that generation never set foot in the promised land except Caleb and Joshua. It's a lesson in that, right? So as Joshua took over the leadership of the Israelites after Moses' death, he faced the scary task of leading Israel into the promised land and conquering the 45 cities along the way. And there were many. This is definitely a challenge that demands boldness, courage, leadership, faith, and total trust in God. Stepping into the unknown is a scary thing to do. Many of us, including myself, regularly come to a place in our lives where we haven't been before. When we are inexperienced in that area, and so our natural tendency is to move back to what we have always known, into the familiar. But you know, God wants more from us. God wants more for us. He wants us to be successful. He wants us to grow outside of our comfort zone. All through scriptures, God calls people out of their comfort zone. It's outside of our comfort zone we will grow. A long time ago, God gave me a picture of an apple and its seeds. I felt the Lord say to me, "You are like this apple and its seeds." So I thought to myself, "An apple? What's that got to do with me?" But then he said, "If you remain the way you are, you will eventually be rotten and you will be of no use. An apple is good when you eat it. But if it's not eaten and it's just like that, it will eventually be rotten and no use to us." And as for the seeds, they will be useless unless it's planted in soil and being looked after. I know Serena will understand because she's a gardener, and Auntie Margaret. A dark, hidden environment where the outcome is not immediately visible. It's a scary place to be. But God is saying, stepping out of our comfort means stepping into the unknown, where we have to trust God even when the final outcome is not clear. Amen? Fear always comes against us when we face new things. It's human nature. Moving country, I know a lot of us who's moved country, that's a scary thing. Leading worship for the first time, leading communion for the first time, preaching, starting a new job, those things are all scary. But if you think about it, everything we are doing right now is something that at one point in time we had never done before. You know, standing up here takes courage. I would have never been able to stand here, even though I still cry, if I didn't take the first step years ago. So be encouraged. So for Joshua, this is a huge responsibility. This is a big deal. So can you imagine how Joshua felt when Moses died and God told him that he was going to take over and lead his people into the promised land? One thing for certain, God knows Joshua was up for the task. And God knows every heart in this place as well. He knows that you are up for the task. The Israelites are not easy people to lead. Have you read the first five books of the Bible? The Israelites are not easy people to lead. Just go read Exodus onwards. You'll be pulling out your hair. By the time you get to Joshua, I think by the time you get to Chronicles, you'll have no hair. I wonder why Pastor Ray has no hair. He's a Leviticus scholar. So he's stuck in Leviticus. That's a lot of stuff in there. But I think when you get to Chronicles 2, you start to realize yourself as the Israelites. And we are needed to be reminded again and again to be strong and courageous. Joshua 6. God commands Joshua to be strong and courageous because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors. This is a call to step out in faith and trust God in the process. Instead of being afraid of new things, we need to be excited about new things and challenges and opportunity that come our way. Even when everybody else tells us it's impossible, if we step out in faith like Joshua and follow God, He will give us the grace to go forward. The need for courage is God's initial command and repeated reassurance. Be strong and courageous. I will never leave you nor forsake you. God's promise, God's presence is His promise to Joshua that He will never leave you, never forsake him. God reassures Joshua in verse 9. that the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And it's the same for you today. No one will be able to stand against you as long as you live. I will be with you just as I was with Moses. I will never leave you nor forsake you. If God is for us, who can stand against us? Our ultimate support is God. Nothing is too big or too small for Him. This morning, whatever you are going through, big or small, His presence is with you. Let me remind you of this. He is the source of your strength. He is the source of everything else. His guidance, His power. God is with us. He promised that He will never leave us as we walk in faith with Him. Trust God when we don't have the answers to our challenges as well. Joshua is encouraged to be strong and courageous by following God's commands. This also includes the importance of following the law of Moses, to focus on God's word, to meditate day and night, to find success, blessing, and prosperity. The ability to be strong comes from taking hold of God's guidance through obedience. Obedience is very important to God. You know, when God created the heavens and the earth, He spoke, "Let there be light," and there was light. That was creation. Everything obeyed His voice. If they can obey His voice, we should be too. Jesus on the boat calmed the storm. He spoke and the storm stopped. The elements obeyed His voice. So if the elements can obey His voice, sure will I. A song. Obedience to God is central when it comes to our faith. It's to submit and comply with His orders. It's about aligning ourselves with His will, with the will of God. An expression of love. It requires loyalty and faithfulness to God. It was Joshua's loyalty and faithfulness to God that laid the foundation for his commitment to a life of obedience to God. Joshua 20:14-15, and it encouraged the nation of Israel to commit to God and obey the Lord. And it says, "Now obey the Lord and worship Him with integrity and loyalty. Put aside the gods your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates and in Egypt, and worship the Lord. Then choose today whom you will serve, whether it will be the gods whom your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living in. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." So Joshua again encouraged the nation of Israel to commit to God and obey the Lord. Loyalty and faithfulness to God through and through. He trusted God completely as he allowed God to order his steps. who did not dispute God's commands, but he boldly and faithfully carried out all that God instructed him to do. He took God's word to heart to be strong and courageous. His obedience to the Lord reminds us that obedience always brings forth blessings. It was his obedience that allowed him to enter into the promised land, while the other 10 scouts were prohibited from entering because of their rebellion. Because of his obedience in carrying out God's plans and instructions, Joshua received the blessing of Timnah Serah, the city he requested as his inheritance. God promises blessing for obedience, and he does. In Deuteronomy 28:2 says, "And all blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you obey the voice of the Lord." Amen? If you obey the word of the Lord, the voice of the Lord. Ultimately, obedience to God leads to victory. Joshua responded in faith and obedience, and the Lord provided victory. God's call to be strong and courageous appears 15 times in Scripture. First with Moses, a few times with Moses, three times with Joshua, and all through the books of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, when King David ordered for his sons to take hold, be strong and courageous. And then finally, Apostle Paul closed 1 Corinthians with the same command. Be on your guard. Stand firm in faith. Be courageous and strong. The message is the same. We can be strong and courageous because God goes with us and fulfills his promise to us. This morning, I don't know where you are with your faith, with your walk with God. Maybe this morning you are here, but your heart is heavy. Or maybe this morning you got everything going on right for you. That's a blessing of God in your life as well. This morning we are all here with different needs, whether it's sickness, loss of family, or just life itself. But our challenges today may be different to what Joshua had to go through. One thing I know is the same, is that his presence goes with us. This morning, his call to be strong and courageous is for us all. Being strong and courageous is about pressing forward in faith and trust, knowing that God is with you every step of the way. He's all right. It's an ongoing command given to us as we face life and its challenges, whether it's spiritual battles, whether it's in leadership, or just everyday life. The strength to be courageous comes from God and is given to those who rely on him. We're going to take communion, and I'd just like you guys to stand. Can I just have two volunteers just to bring one here and one there? And I've got Eleanor to come and sing her debut song. And I love that song because it talks about creation, about everything obedience to God, to the voice of God. So as Eleanor sings, I need two volunteers, guys. Come on, Lucas. Hi, Isaiah. And as you take your communion, just bring it back to your seat and just stand up. Bring it back to your seat and we'll take it together. And I'd like you to come forward and receive it. You know, coming forward is a step forward. A step forward from the comfort of your seat.
That's right.
I'll ask that.
Let the oceans roar. Let the mountains rise. Every creature fall. Lift a holy cry. From the youngest voice to the eldest song, all of earth belongs in the praise of God. The birds that fly, to the trees that sway, to the breath we breathe in the light of day, every heart awake, let the anthem rise, let creation shout, let its name be praised. Is worthy the great I am.
you for your goodness. We thank you for your faithfulness. Lord, whatever day we're having, whatever situation that we are in, Lord Jesus, we invite you into it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you will break every chain, that you will break every bondage. Lord, that you will heal what is broken. Us enough to send your son to die on the cross for us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And Lord, right now we just thank you. We thank you for your love. Heal whatever needs to heal in our hearts. If you're sick this morning, if you're lonely this morning, if you're broken this morning, is with you. So Lord, I thank you. Thank you for that you sent your son on the cross, that he died for everything that we're going through right now. Lord, we lift every burden, every successful story in this place, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your blessing upon this in this house. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 One more time, just take a moment. Us today. There's coffee, there's tea, there's biscuits.